Hello, my friend. Here we are again and again and again. We are in the midst of remembering, because it's just a while past, our experience of Christmas, and we each have had our own. If you've listened to the earlier podcast, one of the experiences we had together was the wonderful singing of Alicia and Sienna. Greg and Elizabeth's two daughters, who brought us into our last reflection with a recording, their own singing of Away in a Manger. And now, playing on that phrase as I did the last time, there could be a felt sense of, well, the season is away from me now, and those things are behind me. And this can be a time of a cycle of sadness or even depression for some of us this new year. As we enter it, ironically, can have a dullness about it, or a lull at this time, partly maybe brought on by weather, but also because of all the excitement we've just had. Mary again becomes an example for us in the gospel reading on the first day of the year, when we celebrate Mary as the Mother of God, Theotokos. I want to mention briefly three movements that are quite different, but ask for the same sort of response. And it seems that we have a wonderful, wonderful model in Mary, the mother of Jesus, that would be someone that might walk with us through these first days and then as we enter this new year. Think of different people who might be teachers for us, especially those of us who practice meditation or sitting or look for a contemplative stance in life. Mary, in a very wonderful way, is a model for that. And we hear in the gospel, after the shepherds have shown up, they sort of scurried into this scene, the manger that's away from everything. It's outside of the home where maybe other people are staying on the road. It's down the hill from where they were taking care of their sheep. And they come into the scene breathless because the angels have spoken to them, and they talk about right there in their own way. You know, they're ragtag people. They're not people that stand up in temples and speak, and yet they proclaim what the temple was waiting for, what the people were. A beautiful truth of the Messiah, the Prince of Peace, here for all people of goodwill everywhere. A great proclamation from the angels, the huge host of angels up over the mountain that you could probably see and feel. And here in this little manger away from there, Mary hears this. And Luke simply says she kept these things, reflecting on them in her heart.
So they went in haste and found Mary and Joseph, and an infant lying in a manger. When they saw this, they made known the message that had been told them about this child. All who heard it were amazed at what had been told them by the shepherds. And Mary kept all these things, reflecting on them in her heart. Then the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all that they had heard and seen, just as it had been told them by the angel.
Those simple words, I think, are some of the most beautiful descriptions in the Christian tradition of meditation or actively being contemplative right now, that we might hold these things, the season we've been in, the time we've been with people, maybe some of the recalls of sadness or injury. We don't put them away, but we don't mull over them. They don't become a circular experience of shame or sadness or blame, but rather we do not so much put them away, but let them find their own place, reflecting on them in our heart, letting the larger reflection hold them, our encounter with our Messiah, the Prince of Peace who enters our heart now, who has come into the world. in whatever image or form you might see this one in, let your heart hold every other reflection now. Let this one, this Messiah, this Christ, this child Jesus, this Lord on the cross, this one who breaks bed with us, who sits across the table and lifts the cup and hands it to us, whatever your most immediate or current or alive image is, I let that hold everything else. And you might say, well, I have no image. Well, I'd say you're blessed with that. It's its own blessing not to have an image. Then you don't have to care for it. And you can let this contemplative moment care for you. And then everything in your heart is kept in a place of reflection that has its own darkness, not an image. And so dark only in that way, because darkness is not dark for God, we hear. Our heart is full of a type of dark light that would then have space for everything as God holds us there. The shepherds were one thing when they showed up and arrived at the manger that was away, and then they go away, and then the Magi show up. And this is told in Matthew's gospel, and it's quite striking that they are, quotes, foreigners. They're strangers, and they're typified often in our settings as wearing unusual outfits, unusual for some of us, and having a different color skin, possibly, from some of us, or the very color of my skin. And here I see now other people from other cultures arriving here. They made quite a journey, followed the star, and came to this little manger away from other places. And then they went away by a different road because of the threat that was already there for this baby, this Messiah born to us. So that might be held in our heart as well, the threats that others feel or experience in our world today, or you do yourself. And rather than again becoming a circle of sadness or depression, we let it be there and let the Christ child himself, or another image of God, or the simple phrase again, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Or just Jesus. Or Mary, Mother of Mercy. We're in a time, again, the time, the year of mercy, and we can feel that, and we feel the mercy that came through the angel to Joseph, and then how he scooped up his wife and the child, and off they went to Egypt. I mean, the treachery and this beginning that's so different from some of our pretty pictures helps us know that whatever mood we're in as we've entered into a new year, whatever turmoil or sadness has entered into our life, is now carried. Carried as we need to probably get up and go and get back to work and do other things, that we haven't left the one who is now with us into this new day and this new year. And that Mary, who kept these things in her heart, reflecting on them there, is a one who is with us now. And her son Jesus especially, teaching us this simple practice of a contemplative way of being with things, rather than trying to get away from them or leave them behind or have them stick to us as we move ahead. We gently let them be and turn again to the image of the one in the manger, a felt sense of God's presence here, however it is an image. And again, it may not be an image. It may be right now just the quiet repetition of a mantra that helps you and I be here now with the one who is peace for us and for the world, who is peace now for the world and for us, who open our heart and allow our heart to hold the whole world. Mary did that and sets an example for us. And she does it simply by being that one who holds all of that and reflects on it in her heart. So however you might practice some quiet sitting or listening, even as you've moved back into the activities of regular life after the celebration of these days of feast and good times with family, let your heart open to the newness of God's treasuring you, so that you and I truly might hold and treasure the world and the next person who shows up before us and also needs the greeting of peace. The peace of the Lord be with you now, my friend. And may that peace reign in your heart. And as you reflect on it, may you live that peace with those beside you in these coming days of this new year. Peace and all good things good. Dan Riley and Greg greeting you right now.
An echo of your peace. May I always seek much more to give than to receive. May I offer healing as you have healed me. And may I be an echo of your peace.